Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Diving right back in it on here on a Wednesday. Fresco, Dusty, Mac with you on 96.5 The Fan. Damn, glad to have you. By the way, I've got the availability of how the Chiefs defense can be better.
Did you consider Brett for Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all of this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
From 816, it's like they never run any stunts or twists when it comes to the defensive line. Need more stunts.
Need more twists. I like the chocolate vanilla twist. You can get it at McDonald's.
Twist Donut is the best donut in the world. Like the Cinny Twist from Lamar's. By the way, this is an interesting stat from Josh DeBow for the AP. Josh Allen had been 0-16 when starting a drive trailing by a score in the final 4 minutes of regulation, playoffs included, before the game on Monday night, winning the drive Sunday. Only Brad Johnson, 0-17, had been worse since 2000.
Wow.
Think that's a scary monkey to get off the back of Josh Allen?
Yeah, how about that?
So, yeah, it is Wednesday here. We have, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, four, 3.5 more days, basically, until the Kansas City Chiefs get back on their schedule and play the Philadelphia Eagles 325 at home. Going to be a fun one, I think. I hope it is.
I think it is. I think it's going to be a great time out at Arrowhead. I think people are ready for this when they're champing at the bit to get out there for this game.
You got to love that. But it's interesting when you look at, you know, what people are saying, what people believe that this Chiefs team will be. Are they going to still be there? Are they going to be at the top? Are they going to fall off? Is there thrown over? And Chris Carter had said that, basically, I couldn't find the audio, but basically that they are going to make the playoffs, but the dominance is over. And I think it's interesting because if you look at this game on Sunday that starts at 3:25 against Philadelphia that you can listen to here on 96.5 The Fan, you lose this game, you are 0-2. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to tell you that the season is over. I'm just going to give you the percentage odds of what it means to make the playoffs. 0-2 teams, whether it's 16 or 17 games, the stat that we found, 0-2 teams make the playoffs 11.3% of the time.
Oh, it's a legitimate death nail in the NFL if you start 0-2. Like you really don't have a chance to make the postseason. But again, with any stat involving the Chiefs or anything like that, I always kind of throw that out the window because Patrick Mahomes plus Andy Reid trumps a lot of, you know, stats and history and things like that in the NFL. And just because something has happened or hasn't happened doesn't mean it can't happen going forward in the future. And so people will see that 11.3%. And while those odds are astronomical, a lot of those 0-2 teams are teams that you probably thought were going to be 0-2 anyway. And sometimes good teams just get, you know, kind of out of the gate and kind of stuck a little bit. And I'm looking at NFL Network right now and they're saying, did Monday night's game for the Bears change how you view them this season? It's week one, and you know the rash opinions and drastic changes that people are having on week one, it's kind of fallacy right now. Like if you had the thoughts of this Chiefs team being the one seed, you should still have thoughts of this Chiefs team being the one seed. If you thought the Bears were going to be good under Dennis Johnson or whatever that guy's name is, then you think that then you should still have that belief. Like week one should not change anything on how you view what you thought was going to happen. Week one happened. There's a lot of fallacies that happen in week one, and now we're getting ready to go to week two, and we'll see. And I think this team coming home is going to be just what the doctor ordered. I think they're going to be ready to go for this football game, and they want revenge on the Philadelphia Eagles. And I know it's a regular season game, but this is one of those big games that I think everybody probably had circled and maybe even had a little bit of a look ahead, you know, against the Los Angeles Chargers. You shouldn't have, but human nature, again, tells you you got this big matchup in week two. It's your home opener. There may have been a little bit of a look ahead as well against the Chargers.
Yeah, and I think that some of the similarities that we see here, and I always go back to Patriots comps because that was the last dynasty in the NFL when people would see them play and if they won or lost, how they would react. And I look back at that 2017 season, and it's close to home because that was the Chiefs playing the Patriots, Alex Smith, Kareem Hunt, all that. We remember that game. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs won 42-27.
Yeah.
And it didn't get any easier for the Patriots the next game because this is during the Drew Brees era in New Orleans. They would then go play at New Orleans the next week, and they would win that game 36-20. And I remember that Chiefs game. I vividly remember Tom Brady sitting on the bench, Chiefs absolutely waxing them in New England mm-hmm. with Alex Smith. Yeah. And they were like, is this the beginning of the end for Tom Brady in 2017? Mm-hmm. And it was like, is this time like starting to pass him? And then all of a sudden they would go to the Super Bowl and lose to, I believe, Nick Foles and the Eagles in that series. They would lose two more times that year. Again, I'm not saying that, you know, this is what's going to happen with the Chiefs, but something that is relevant to the scene, the Chiefs lose in week one in Brazil to the Chargers, and everyone goes, is the dynasty over? Is everybody taking a step back? Is the team, you know, not as great? The Patriots lost that game 42-27, and conversations were being said during the game like, have we seen the best of Tom Brady? Is this the beginning of the end? They would then go on to win the next game against the Saints. They would win the next game against the Houston Texans. They would lose to the Carolina Panthers, right? Mm-hmm. Randomly. And then they wouldn't lose again until December 11th against the Miami Dolphins. And then they would go all the way to the playoffs.
And they went to the Super Bowl that year.
They did. I believe that's the Statue of Liberty play that the Eagles and Nick Foles ran because they lost 41-33.
Yeah, so that Philly special type play that year. Yeah. You're right. It's now a statue, which is cool, right? I think also, too,
That was what year did you say?
2017.
Yeah, there's a game in 2014 where they wrote Tom Brady off as well and said that the dynasty was over because he lost here. And it was on the Cincinnati, right? We were moving on to Cincinnati. Again, an Alex Smith game, you know, for the Kansas City Chiefs in 2014. And so I just think, you know, everybody wants to kick dirt. Everybody wants to be the first. Everybody wants to declare it's over when it's not over. It's not even close to being over right now. And if you're out there and you believe that the Chiefs dynasty is over and you're looking at Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, you must be blind because those are two guys out there that aren't going to let this dynasty be over.
Andy Reid's only started 0-2 four times in his career.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep. And I wonder how many times of those four that he started 0-2, he ended up making the playoffs.
Yeah, probably all of them.
Well, 2003 was one of them. They went to the NFC Championship
okay.
game. I don't know about 2007 or 1999. In 2014, the Chiefs did not go to the
1999,
playoffs.
1999, that was Andy's first
year.
So
year.
They did not go to the playoffs year.
In 2007, I think they went to the playoffs, but I don't know.
So he's 2-2.
Yes.
Because 14, we know they went 9-7 and they did not make the playoffs.
Did not make the playoffs that year. Yeah.
After that heartbreak against the Colts. Don't forget, we'll have Kyle Brandt on the show. We'll have manager Cotrero on the show as well. And we've got a chance here for you to name that player.
That's right. Every day this week at this time, we're going to give you a chance to score big with Name That Chief. Listen, every day at this time this week for your cue to call in and take a shot at guessing the mystery Kansas City Chiefs player on air. Get it right, and you'll be in the running to win a $500 Hy-Vee gift card. Perfect for loading up on groceries, tailgating supplies, and all of your game day essentials. It's brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. All right, caller number 5 to 913-586-7965 that knows this mystery chief is going to be qualified to win that $500 Hy-Vee gift card at the end of the week.
Chiefs have Kelce walking out as a flanker to the left side. Cincy with 6 men up on the line of scrimmage. Fake a delayed blitz. Mahomes will fire it late for the end zone. Caught on his backside. Touchdown, Kansas City. On a 19-yard reception on third down and 10 at 4:15 to go, third quarter.
It always makes you think he's cussing, but again, let the people know
That's
what they
right.
need to do now.
Caller number 5, 913-586-7965. If you know that mystery chief and you're caller number 5, Jake from Aspen, you were caller 4. You got to be caller 5. You get caller 5 right now, you'll qualify to win that Hy-Vee gift card at the end of the week.
Max Pack, bottom feeders coming up next here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Leo Chanel, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
It's time for Max Pack.
Oh, yeah, baby, come on.
Yeah, there you go.
Woo! First Max Pack after a game. We've got some actual data to go off. Remember, if you don't remember this from last year, this is where I named the top 5 Super Bowl contenders.
That's right.
And then goes with his bottom feeders.
Which I think are the top 5 turds.
So does that mean the Chiefs will be in both lists?
Not for me.
BBL stinky.
Not for me, they're not. The only turd out there is Notre Dame.
Ugh. Always. Alabama, can they be a turd? They're my number one turd.
No. I got a jersey. Mike Williams.
Whose fan base is more upset real quick? Alabama's or Kansas State's?
Oh, Alabama's. I mean,
K-State's supposed to win the Big 12.
Yeah.
Sleeper Heisman.
But they're not.
Season's over.
They're not Alabama, though.
True.
I mean, Alabama wins a game 38-10, and they're losing their minds that they gave up 10.
So we're Alabama fans in Kansas City?
Yes. No, it is. No, we're spoiled just like Alabama fans are spoiled.
If I won the lottery, I'd get rid of Andy Reid, that GM, and that offense coordinator, and I'd give the rest of my money to, well, whatever. Bless her heart.
Yeah. See, you didn't hear a K-State fan saying that. Like, if they won, they would get rid of Klieman and the AD and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's got to be based on expectation, right? Well, I mean, K-State did kind of have expectation, but Alabama's still Alabama. It's like the Yankees, right?
Ooh.
Every year, you expect that you're going to win the World Series, right? You're supposed to win it all. K-State doesn't have those expectations. Alabama does. So, yeah, I think based on expectation, yeah, Alabama, man. Alabama! Bama.
Yeah, and if you told a K-State fan before the season, hey, your team's not going to meet its mark or meet its expectations, it'd be like, okay, yeah, that'd be, I'm a K-State fan.
Yeah,
I know.
Right. They'd probably be like, all right, so we'll go 8-4 and we'll still look pretty good. No.
Alabama's on mile. He's quick, he's strong, he's active.
You can take Alabama man to the bowling alley where he drinks heavily and chews tobacco.
Wow. He can bowl.
Anyways, back to Max Pack.
Well, I'll start at number five, where I start with the Chiefs. And frankly, no one else took this spot. It wasn't because, oh, the Chiefs, no one else took this spot. It's not because the Chiefs earned being in this top five. It's just because they have that precedent. They have that history. They are that team. I still believe they have the best coach, the best quarterback. This roster will improve, although I don't think it's what it was in years past. But no one else took this spot yet, so someone else has got to take that. The Chiefs have got to keep it now. But, man, they could lose it just as easy because I don't know how this Sunday is going to go, and I think I will have them losing this game on Sunday.
Yeah, because you're a Howie Roseman supporter. I mean, this is the week where you walk around in your Howie Roseman clothes.
Got the undies on now.
And tell everybody how great Howie is.
True.
And then Brett Veach goes in there and just, you know, drops an atomic, you know, pass to the end zone, and Patrick Mahomes catches it, and the place goes nuts.
Can you go back and watch Delaware highlights?
I did.
I'm not against Max saying that. This is, what was the narrative that we heard in the first half of this Chiefs-Chargers game? This looks like the same team in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting ready to play that same team they played in the Super Bowl. That waxed them. Zero pressure last week on Justin Herbert. You have zero pressure on Jalen Hurts. I'm not against Mac maybe taking Philadelphia this week.
The strengths,
matchup-wise.
Yeah, the strengths don't match up well with the Chiefs' weaknesses.
I know you play the game
versa
on the field, but a lot of people play the game on paper, and it don't add up on paper except for one spot for me, right, or two spots for me right now, and that's tight end, maybe. And that's because, look, I think Nick Bolton's going to be covering Dallas Goedert this week. I think Leo Chenault is going to be spying Jalen Hurts, which leaves Drew Tranquil to take on Saquon Barkley and Nick Bolton to take on Dallas Goedert. And let's just be real. It's going to be a dogfight.
It's going to be rough. It's going to be tough, but they do have the best quarterback and the best coach, so there's going to be a chance.
And that's football.
That's football,
and that's
baby.
That's football, yeah.
And that's why they're still in my top five in the Max Pack. Number four is the Baltimore Ravens. They had that game. I mean, they had that game against the Bills. They looked great on both sides of the ball. And flashes, that defense, though, not what I thought it was going to be on paper. Again, they just played maybe the best offense, so we'll see another week.
If the Ravens the most devastating loss of week one?
Easily.
I think so, right?
Easily.
I mean, there's no competition.
Yeah. Your superstar fumbled.
Yep.
And
you gave up 40.
Yeah, you were up 15 with 3. Yeah, with 3:50 to go.
Come on, it's
asinine.
How do you recover from that? Like, if you're really waiting for a team to make a move after a week one, Baltimore is an interesting one to keep an eye on and how they respond from losing a game like that. Like, Chiefs game on Friday night was never really much of an affair, if you will. That thing on Sunday, you had 40 some points scored. You were up in the fourth quarter with under 4 minutes to go, and you lost.
Yeah. No, it was a very topsy-turvy game, feeling one way and then the next feeling a complete other. They host the Browns this Sunday at noon. Number three is the Eagles. I'm going to go with them at three because I don't think they looked perfect in their week one, but this roster is still the best roster in the league, and I think they did prove that. They're just so deep. I mean, I showed you guys a nerd stat average depth of target and time to throw.
The time to throw isn't a nerd stat. That shows you how good the offensive line is, and that's important when you're evaluating a team, right? Like, if a guy has 4 seconds to throw versus a guy that has 2 seconds to throw, that's an eternity in the NFL. That's not a nerd stat. That's a this-is-why stat.
Yes.
Yeah, you can use that to explain, you know, why, and people can actually see, oh, if you got an offensive line that blocks, your quarterback's going to have all day.
And we know what their D-line is. We know what that offense is, the weapons. I'm still going to have them there. But two is the Green Bay Packers. I was extremely hot on them before the season. They looked like a Week 7 team. Didn't look like week 1. They had chemistry. They had unity. And Parkinson's played like 10 snaps. He was an impact on all 10 of them. But imagine when he's fully going. He knows this defense. He's ready with these guys. He knows their strengths just as well as he knows his. Yeah, give me the Packers at number 2. And I'm still a huge Jordan Love fan. And I love what they've got going on in the offense. And then the Buffalo Bills. We've been talking about them for years. That was what a way to start, right? It felt like a destiny type win.
It did, yeah.
It did. It just feels like they've got it going on right now. I'm worried about that secondary as well, but with that offensive line and Josh Allen, they're a threat. They're a huge threat. Number one on Max Pack.
Yeah, we'll see how that defense ultimately holds up. Again, they gave up 40 as well. are they going to be able to sustain having to outscore their defense like we thought Cincinnati was going to have to do? And then, well, they played the Browns.
With that Dallas-Philadelphia game, how much of the lightning delay do you play an effect to that game?
Oh, I think it has a big impact.
Yeah, it has an effect, for
Nobody
sure.
scored afterwards. Yeah, yeah. It had a major impact in that game. Yeah, but so did CeeDee Lamb dropping balls, you know? All right, my feeders of the bottom. Number one, the Browns. I mean, they're there until further notice, right? Maybe if they win, they'll be, you know, kind of bumped up from there. But they're there until further notice. New Orleans coming in at number two on the list. They weren't great over the weekend. Their uniforms made it even worse. I was very disappointed on how they looked in person with those end zones because I was excited about their uniforms. They laid a turd with their uniforms. They're coming in at number two. Number three in my feeders are the bottom. For now, it's the Giants. Okay? For now. Okay. If they switch quarterbacks and Jackson Dart comes in and they start playing better and whatnot, maybe that changes. But as long as Russell Wilson is the quarterback, he's old, and it's time for him to be
bringing everyone
down. Duties, man. He really is.
I mean, the vibe is down because of him.
Yeah, he's that guy at work that's always never gonna work. That guy, like Russell Wilson, is truly bringing because every guy's out there doing what they need to do, and this guy can't hit open receivers.
Well, they said he just immediately when he snaps it, he looks down. Like that's like rookie stuff.
It's having, you know, 4 years of mess. And again, if an NFL team gives up on you as a quarterback 99% of the time, unless you're Tom Brady, probably damaged goods. You probably don't want to touch that guy. Seattle was way out in front of this one. And then he went to Denver, and then he went to Pittsburgh, and the Giants still said, all right, he's our guy. Desperate times, desperate measures. Number four, the Carolina Panthers are on this list. And number five, because of the injuries, the 49ers, your tight end on the IR. You got your quarterback potentially hurt.
Wide receiver one.
Wide receiver one.
Wide
kicker
receiver two.
Cut. I mean, so I've got to put the 49ers on that list just because of the injury situation and the mash unit that they're running out there.
So Max Pack, number one team that has a chance to win a Super Bowl, the Bills. Number two, the Packers. Number three, the Eagles. Number four, the Ravens. Number five, the Kansas City Chiefs. Bob's feeders at the bottom. Worst team in the league, the Browns. Second worst, the New Orleans Saints. Number three, the Giants. Number four, the Panthers. And number five, the 49ers. Because of bad injuries, it's rough in 49ers camp right now.
Oh, God, yeah, man. It really is.
Looking a lot like Los Angeles / San Diego over there in the Bay.
Eesh. True.
That's tough.
They could start 2-0.
They are 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0. They're 1-0.
They're 1-0, but and then they have the Saints, so they're very lucky with that.
Yes.
How far can you go, though,
100%.
With all of your guys hurt?
Somebody asked, how did the Dolphins not make Bob's bottom feeders?
Well, because everybody knows they're, I mean.
They're 33.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
they're not even part of the conversation at this point.
49ers, Saints, and then they host the Cardinals and the Jaguars 2 weeks in a row.
I mean, they could be 4-0.
They could.
Nah, they'll be 2-2.
Okay. Fair enough.
Depends. If Brock's in there. I think Brock gets a lot of flack, but again, we'll see.
Osweiler? Whatever happened to that guy?
No idea.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, I didn't really even have like a six on my max pack thinking about it. Usually I'm like, oh, who's going to like, there wasn't a lot of guys jumping out on that elite status. I'll have to see the Chargers do it again. I mean, they did it against the Chiefs week one. It was great. Got to see that again. I don't know who they played this week. Raiders.
I think
Monday
it's interesting
night.
With that game, you know, with the Chargers and could you put them on that list? But I think you're right. There's about five teams that have an opportunity to truly win the Super Bowl. And I think you got all five of those. Now, as of now, you know, what if things change?
Yeah, things can change. You know.
Get to everybody's favorite segment of the show. One word.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One word, you know it's football season, but the Royals did play last night. Another loss, 2-0, unable to put up a run. The offense has struggled mightily as of late, well, the whole season, but especially again as of late. One word on the Royals' loss.
Quick. It was over before 7:30.
It's crazy.
That was wild. Turmoil. Sucks, dude. You're four games out of the wild card.
And now you got a bunch of teams ahead of you. You got to pass three now, and Tampa's only a half game back of you.
I know that series is coming up against Seattle, but if you're five games out and you play three games against Seattle, you know the math. The best you could still be is two games behind. That's if, in fact, the team's ahead of you. You've now lost the tiebreaker against Cleveland, losing the season series to them last night, on the verge of getting swept. Turmoil, depression, sucked. Last night was brutal. I mean, just no life in that offense. Just none. Noah Cameron pitched his ass off again in a game in which you get zero run support.
I want to give a lot of credit where credit's due to the organization, and I'm not sure who the right person is to get this credit, but Michael Wacha's now going on the injured list, right? He has a concussion, head injury, off the field head injury. Like, what happened there? We'll ask you coming up at 9. But he makes it now as the fifth starter. That was your opening day rotation on the DL this year. And they're still one game above 500. And they haven't hit worth a damn basically all season long. And they're still a game above 500. Like, who gets the credit for that? That's pretty impressive, man. Every starter that started the season has been on the injured list, can't hit, and you're still 73 and 72 on the 10th day of September and still very much alive for a playoff berth. If that's JJ for putting the roster together, that's Q for managing everybody inside that room, whoever it is, man, somebody needs to be celebrated to have them in this position, because if you do the say it out loud test where every starter has been on the DL and they can't hit to save their lives and they're a game over 500, that's pretty damn impressive.
One word, yes or no, they finish over 500 at the end of the season.
No. I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
And on your note, Bob, this comes from Rainey Jazza Yearly.
Oh, God, like the zit doctor in Detroit. I move on from him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. It's a good stat.
Was it? What did he have?
That's fine. You know,
no, he's just a negative human being that in 14 and 15 was downplaying the Royals because he's one of those guys.
Well, he just basically said the fewest runs scored among AL teams and listed them. The Royals obviously last, 553 below the Guardians at 564. He said it's not difficult to understand why the Royals are falling out of the playoff race. It's actually more difficult to understand how they stayed in the race for as long as they did.
Yeah, and they had, going into last night's game, they had a negative 9 run differential. So last night, now they're at a negative 11. But like, it's to me, it's amazing. It really is.
That's crazy.
There's somebody needs to get credit for something here.
Yes.
Who that is, I don't know.
The Lord.
Sam Perbula could have a shot at Heisman, completing over 70% of his passes. He's looked like a complete dog these first couple weeks of the season. One word on Perbula possibly having a chance at the Heisman.
Has to come with team success, right? You've got to go out there and have that team success. And right now, Missouri's having that. I mean, you scored 60-some points, great. Then you beat Kansas, great. Now let's see what you do in the SEC. If these wins keep coming, he keeps playing like that, he has to be in the Heisman conversation.
Yeah, Bo Prabula, 79.1% of his passes have been completed, 617 passing yards, 5 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and he's rushed 71 yards on 2 touchdowns. That, look, Bo knows, man. He knows what he's got to do to get this Missouri team over the hump. If he's the guy that can do it, he's the best quarterback they've had since Drew Locke. So prove would be my one word for Bo Prabula to try to get to that Heisman candidate. Because, look, if you beat South Carolina in 2 weeks, Missouri's on the map, not just locally, but nationally.
And then one word, we had an AP voter raise the Florida Gators 2 spots after losing at home to USF. Well, this was her explanation.
But as far as what my votes are and what my process is, you know, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before.
Don't want to go too much into
my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback. You know, there's tons of people that vote on the AP poll, and like, it's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like, no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. And like I said, it's really fun for discussion. It doesn't, you know, probably matter in the end, but I'm glad that people are having a really good time with you.
We're having a great time.
I mean, does the poll matter a lot? Not really. It's all about the playoff, right? But we look at the poll. I will say this. Anything you do in life is worth doing right. right? If you're going to do something in life, do it right. Go and give your entire effort to that. I don't know how many people vote in the AP poll. I think it's like 300 and some. Binkley used to be, may still be, an AP voter.
Really? That's cool.
Do you think Binkley didn't take that seriously?
Of course he did.
Now, he probably took it to a different level of seriousness, but I'd rather have a guy like Jay Binkley take it to a different level of seriousness than somebody who's not really truly invested in it. It sounded like she's lazy. I will say that. You're lazy for doing the poll the way that you're doing it. If you're going to vote in these AP polls, not that I've ever been asked, but I would never want to do that because I don't think I could do a good enough job of making sure that I did the work and the homework and the effort that's necessary to be an AP voter. You got to know what's going on in every single game. It is a lot of work. If you're not willing to put in that work or that effort, you shouldn't be voting in the AP poll. And when Florida loses at home to whatever USF is, right? whatever league they're in, whatever team that is, you don't bump them up two spots. They're an SEC team that lost to East Tonale State. And to bump them up two spots shows you probably weren't paying attention to what was going on.
Yeah, atrocious would be my one word for that explanation, because it sounded like a bunch of, well, I don't get a lot of sleep. I work late at night, and this all works itself out.
Hi, I'm Bob. I've been doing this for 25, 30 years almost now. I don't want to hear that you're tired.
Yeah, get home late. You know, it doesn't really matter. It all works out in the end.
Yeah, okay, I got two kids. I got a wife. I've got a family. I've got a job. We all have things in our lives. I mean, that's just, it's weak. I'm more upset at her answer and her reasoning than I am how she voted. I don't care about that.
I really appreciate the interaction. No,
no,
stop.
You went out there and you didn't take this seriously.
Yep.
And look, it's not the end of the world. But if somebody asks you, I think that's an honor, man. Like if somebody came to you and said, do you want to be an AP voter? Wouldn't you feel honored? I would probably say no. I would because of where I am in life, right? I got too much with my kids to focus on every college football game on a weekend. I know I won't be able to do that. And then you got Sunday and all that kind of stuff. I'm not a college football writer or anything like that. But if you had that opportunity and they came, like, I'll give you a little behind the scenes. I got asked, I don't know, a couple of months ago to vote for the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, right? My friend Richard Consum said, hey, would you vote in this? I looked at all the names on the list, and I responded back to Richard. I said, I don't know enough about these guys and gals to cast a vote in this.
Good on you.
And so I didn't vote. And if that's just the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, and it's a smaller capacity than the AP vote. But that's the way you should be. If you're not willing to do the research or don't feel like you're qualified for something like that, don't participate in it. And it sure sounds like by her answer, she's not that invested in it. And that's not fair to everybody else who may be invested in it and to the teams for that matter.
I sound like her when my political science friends come to me and like, so which judge did you vote yes on in the election? I'm like, I don't know.
Just vote no for all the judges. Vote them all out, right? But that's what you're doing at that point in time. You know, you gotta have a little more seriousness, if you will, in this vote.
Coming up on the other side, the hot seat of candidates is out. Who's number one on the list? We'll explain. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Josh Simmons, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
A little bit later in the show, Royals manager Mac Ferrell will join us. Also, NFL Network's Kyle Brandt will join the show as well here on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well for you. But it is that time of the year where after one game, we get to have the discussion of who will be fired first. So I assume these are probably like offshore odds.
Can you bet these in Kansas?
No.
Or anywhere in the United States?
Probably Vegas.
I'm sure you can.
I'm sure Vegas you could put a wager on somewhere in like a casino floor.
Because these come from, you know, betonline.ag, as you mentioned, the offshore one. But I didn't, like, Vegas maybe, as you said. But
I'm sure you could find some casino place and be like, yeah, do you guys have odds for first coach Fireback?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, sure. You got a pencil?
Yeah.
Sure do.
Odds for anything you want to put money on, man.
But according to these odds, the first one is no surprise. It is Mike McDaniel in Miami at 4-1. Is that what that should be?
1-4.
1-4. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's -400. Ooh, like, he's the leader in the clubhouse, right? I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think that's fair. -400. Whoa.
You're not going to win any money on him.
Yeah,
if that's the case, you need to go to your storage mart and just be like, hey, I heard you guys sell boxes. Like, you should probably go there immediately and start packing things up if you're -400. Again, offshore odds, but first coach fired, according to the list, number one is Mike McDaniel, 1-4, -400.
-400. The only guy with minus odds, too. Everybody else is plus money, because even Brian Daboll, who's second on the list, is +650. I mean, that's the gap.
Damn.
Yeah, because Daboll is going to start Jackson Dart against the Chiefs in New York in the Meadowlands on Monday Night Football, and it's going to be Mahomes versus Dart.
All right. We'll see.
I see the future.
Do you think Dart gets into the game, though, this weekend? Again, they play the Cowboys down in Dallas.
If there's an injury, yes.
Well, you say that, and I immediately go, injury. Yeah. You know, like,
Russ, you look hurt.
My arm, it's dead.
My arm, it's broken.
Yeah.
You're not good. You're not good at golf. Mm-hmm. Number three on the list is Coach of the Year 2-time, Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah.
At 7-1. I love these odds because I would take this if I could. Brian Callahan, 10-1.
I don't know
the
guy's
trying
firing.
To take people outside and fight him. Did you have the play calls? Did you have the list?
Yeah, I don't know why he's so low in my mind. Because the Titans are just a terrible organization. They fire coaches every 2 years.
But that's why. You know, when they were the best, when they were good, I should say, at their best, they kind of had stability there with Mike Vrabel, right?
Yep. Yeah.
And even before that, you know, I know they were 8-8 every year, but at least Jeff Fisher put a good product out on the field. You know, you were respectable every year.
Yeah, they were
the
football
Super Bowl
team.
You know, now, I mean, this guy didn't even know the rules, but I don't know. I mean, what's he in year two? You're going to get rid of him already. Then you're back to the beginning and you got a new rookie quarterback. Like, you shouldn't have drafted Cam Ward at number one if you weren't going to stick with this coach for a while. That's the way I look at it.
It's also, I do believe that coaches need time, but you can expedite that time by acting like a fool and showing like your true colors in a press conference and doing stuff like that. Like, everyone thought Brandon Staley would get fired at the end of the year. And then I remember he came out and just started yelling. He's like, I call the defense. I take care of the defense. Mm-hmm. I do that. And then it was like 2 weeks later, like, Brandon Staley is no longer with the Los Angeles Chargers.
He did crack under pressure, and Callahan kind of did. I mean,
and it was 1 week.
I know, one week.
Yeah, and dude, it wasn't like, now look, there were dumb decisions made, but it's not like they were blown out by Denver, who's everyone's, you know, bell of the ball in the AFC West. Like, it's not like you had a chance.
And Cam Ward looked great for the most part. Like, I think they got their guy.
I thought Cam Ward played just fine. And so I see Callahan's name on the list, and I think to myself immediately, like, you probably can't handle the stressors and pressure of being an NFL head coach. And that's the problem I have with most people who work in professional sports. They think they're smarter than the media. They're really not. I mean, you may know the information that's going on behind the scenes, and you may have some obvious, you know, different takes on things. Doesn't make you smarter. It doesn't make you well in tuned or anything like that. And when coaches attack the media, like we saw with Callahan and whatnot, he knows he's been gotten, right? You've been gotten. Just admit you were wrong about that rule. Say, man, my players make mistakes. I make mistakes. There was another coach that owned a mistake. I think it was Ben Johnson owned the mistake that he made on Monday night with the kickoff and all that kind of stuff. Like, he said he needs to be better. But it's better just as a coach, just admit you screwed that thing up, because there's no comeback from anybody. Hey, guys, I made that mistake. Okay, you've disarmed everybody in the room.
Bill Belichick might have made a mistake. This was Vrabel on Belichick being banned. I don't know. He can't be banned, right?
He's banned from New England, yeah. No, he has banned Patriot scouts from Carolina, and he said he's doing that because he feels he's been banned from New England.
Again, nothing surprises me. I would imagine that Bill, I mean, he came back for, the best of my knowledge, Tom's ceremony, so that I would
–
he's welcome back based on the fact that he was there. So – I'll just go by that. Since his departure as the head coach here, he's been back, and I'll leave it at that.
So Bill Belichick being the petty individual that he is. Probably got this advice from Jordan, right?
For sure.
I had to have gotten this advice from Jordan. He's mad at New England, you know, because they fired him. So now he's banned their scouts from attending North Carolina practice, to which most people have said, you don't have any NFL quality players anyway. So it's not like we're missing out. But who are you really hurting there when
your
you
players.
Do that? Your players, exactly.
Players. The guys
exactly.
you should be helping.
That's exactly right.
The guys you recruited because you said you could get to the NFL because you're the best NFL coach of all time.
Right. So now you're not letting one team in. That's not a good look for Bill Belichick.
Damn, man.
It's sad. It's almost like they took the analogy of like churches. Like once a pastor retires, he's no longer allowed to go to that church because people will seek his advice, not the new pastor.
Oh, really? That's so kind of interesting.
Which is just, it's normal,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like, it's true.
Hey,
yeah.
Father John. Well, actually, Father Chris is now your pastor. You need to go with him. Okay, because like they don't want that distraction.
But that makes a lot of sense. I remember going to Sunday school as a kid. They changed the pastor guy, and I remember thinking to myself, "Where's that guy?
Why you get his advice? Yeah, now? Well, I don't like him. Well,
that new guy used to take us out to breakfast every Sunday morning, so it was good.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. So that's kind of like what Bill Belichick like. Is that like? Yeah, just it's so interesting how petty people can be. Well, I'm not allowed in New England. What? You could walk in on the field right now.
You've been back.
Yeah,
you've been back.
They talked about resurrecting a statue in your honor the other week.
The other day. Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about?
Why does Bob Kraft wear those shirts with the white collar? I hate those shirts, by the way. Those are awful.
He's like the antagonist in Better Call Saul.
Yes.
Howie.
That's great.
Yeah.
Boy, Saul broke that guy. Because remember, he like mocks him, buys the same suit, knows exactly what it is. That's like the same exact suit as what Howard wears, is what Robert Kraft
wears.
Yeah,
no, it is. It's funny. I hate that shirt. I just wish he would wear a different shirt. Like, it's awful.
All he wears.
It's
yeah.
all he wears.
It's
I mean,
like, whose closet has more of the same? Bob Kraft's or what's his name out in Vegas? Mark Smith
Al Davis.
Al Davis.
Yeah.
Mark Davis. Just all white jumpsuits in that closet. Right. And then Robert Kraft's just all the same suit.
Yeah.
It's like you get up like,
I'm going to wear today. Yep. Oh, that looks good. That blue shirt with the white collar. Give me that. That's your signature look there, Bob. But I'm here for all of this pettiness, though. And I hope Rabel just continues to attack Bill Belichick, too. Doesn't feel like there's much love lost there. Between those two, I know Vrabel, they traded him to Kansas City, and Bill Belichick moved on from him. This is unbelievable, though. I hope this goes on all year long, and we have these grown men fighting about who's welcome where.
It's not a happy divorce.
No. I mean, this may be the ugliest divorce we ever did see in sports, guys.
Yeah, seriously. Just real quick before we get out of here, because we're getting flooded with texts. The YouTube is struggling with the live stream, with the account verification. We are on Facebook, and we're on Twitter, so go find us there on Twitch.
Okay.
And Professor Cody Tapp has just arrived, so he can probably fix it
Hopefully.
As well.
He's getting swole, I heard.
Oh, yeah, he looks great.
I'm crushing it. Coming up on the other side, is the text line smarter than Bob and Dusty? The
yes.
answer is yes. But we'll...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll solidify it even more. The text line, smarter than Bob and Dusty, yes or no? The answer we know is yes, but we'll decide on the other side. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.